Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:39 in the morning, and it's practically broad daylight. Ah, the time change.
Nice.
Fantastic. What a lovely weekend. We getting more of that? You mentioned something about rain, which I guess is welcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do the news and we'll find out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. First of all, I hope you all had a happy, safe Halloween. It was a weird one, as they go. I mean, normally you'd be like, weird is good on Halloween.
Right.
Indoors and hiding from people who... We're watching sort of people raid the candy jug or jar or basket through the Ring doorbell.
Oh.
So weird.
Were you able to yell at them through that? All I want, paste. Just
no,
one.
No. We didn't talk back, but we could hear them. So that was sort of our way of monitoring. And you know what's weird too is kids went out.
Yeah,
I don't know about your neighborhood.
Not our
but
neighborhood.
Kids went out, and I was talking to a buddy who said down south. He said, "Dude, people are over it. They're completely everywhere. Like Halloween was Halloween in some places." Mm-hmm. So. It was a trip to watch through the doorbell cam, but that's right. How we sort of went about it.
What a trip.
Yeah, it wasn't this will be one for the books. Anyway, it
was
a nice weekend. It's beautiful outside right now. At least where I am, it's like a perfect crisp morning, and we should expect to see more of that, although there is rain possible for Friday or Saturday.
That's good, right?
That's we need it. Absolutely. We haven't had a touch.
Not a bit.
Not a drip. So we most definitely, it's time for, and man, I barely got to watch any football games, but one of them, I think it was the game in Cleveland. It was absolutely miserable. Like just sideways sort of mix that slushy rain, that stuff that's like heavy and. But it's not snow. It's not that white fluffy stuff. It's that slushy.
Frozen.
Right. So anyway, we're dealing with really nice conditions through the week up until it looks like there's a chance for rain on Friday or Saturday. So there's that. The Niners lost over the weekend. And so did your Pats. You know what's trippy is the first article of the year that I've seen. I'm sure there have been others, but it's about how... Wow, it looks like the Pats were more Brady than Belichick.
I'm sure Belichick loves hearing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, look at how the fortunes have changed. Brady leaves, and now the Bucs are legit, and the Pats are... The Pats.
Freaking Brady. Traitor.
I don't know why you just don't follow his, you know,
because I can't follow him. I'm not following him. He left my team.
He's also from the Bay Area.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you follow him then. You go ahead and have a good time with him and Gronk. The ding dong, ding dong. Tommy the ball, Tommy. Oh, I caught it again. I'm a big dumb hands.
Well,
got
anyway,
it.
Nobody really cares about the Pats, but you guys, but you and your husband. I mean, he's on the team, right?
He apparently, I never see the paycheck though. It's weird for the amount of time he invests in that. You'd think I'd be banking some big ass checks, but no.
I was pretty busy, so I didn't get to see much of it, but the Niners, actually any of it. I didn't get to see any of the 49er game, but it looks like we lost, and also we lost a couple key players. It looks like Garoppolo was injured, and Kittle was also hurt. Those are two very important players.
Oh, boy, that's no good.
Did you watch it, Bryn?
It was on, but I was raging yesterday as well. We had, because we separated the parties, so I had one Saturday and one Sunday for two different families.
Got it.
One for Anita's family. Yesterday was my family, which was huge because we have a big family. And so it was on the background. I watched us lose. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, rough. All right. Well, anyway, looks like we're going to get to see your boy Tommy tonight. I think they play the Giants. So.
Oh, I can't wait to see him. Oh.
And then next
me
week.
Me too. I'm going to be there too.
Because last night's game was, I don't even remember. That's how bad it was. The evening game, it was pointless. Next week, though, it is the Saints versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Sunday Night Football, which is the two oldest quarterbacks in the league facing off.
That's great. So. That should be well. Look, hey, you know they might be the oldest, but look at them go.
Yeah, oh, they're in the look over 40 club and still going strong. Absolutely. So there's something to be said for that, and I look forward to that game because it matters. All right, you know what? I'm going to start with a couple fast facts here.
Fast facts.
I thought this was interesting. George Harrison was the first member of the Beatles to release a solo album. It was a soundtrack to a film in 1968 called Wonderwall, which
I always knew
Oasis had
Beatles connection.
For the Beatles.
Right.
But I didn't know even their biggest song was, you know, had some Beatle connection. So there
That's
it
funny.
Is.
Yeah.
Wonderwall. Isn't that their hit? Wonderwall?
Sure.
Or one of their hits, I should say.
Yeah. Oh, no idea. This is unique.
It does sound like George Harrison, though.
Does it?
It kind of does.
He had a lot of India influences, so
definitely.
That might be a traditional Indian instrument. Right?
It certainly sounds like something untraditional.
Well, I could see a cobra coming up out of a basket right now.
Oh, hell yeah. It probably is one. That's the Wonderwall.
Another one. Let's see here.
I am the Wonderwall.
Right,
sounds
so
like George.
Anyway, whatever. The Bugatti Veyron. The Bugatti Veyron sports car has a top speed of 254 miles per hour. That's a car you can buy. At that speed, it gets 3 miles per gallon. Three.
Bugatti?
Bugatti Veyron.
How do you spell that?
V-E-Y-R-O-N.
I see.
The Bugatti Veyron. Bugatti.
Oh, it looks pretty.
Let's have a look at that. Let's see. 3 miles to the gallon. Actually, that's at 250 miles an hour. That's actually not bad.
You know, it looks very
mileage.
Much like the one that Tracy Morgan wrecked. Hold on.
Did he wreck a Bugatti?
Remember,
I think he did.
Remember right off the lot?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. Damn, that thing is badass looking. That looks like a Batmobile.
Yep.
That is a Batmobile. It would take very few fins and accessories to really make that the Batmobile. Look at even the top behind each seat is like a little. That's the Batmobile. It's great.
Killer.
What a beautiful car. It would be wasted on me because I'd never take it over 65 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. I would absolutely love to have a cool car. I just never have. I mean, I have I have a nice car, but it's not a cool
car. You don't have a sports car.
I would love to have, a classic car, like an old Nova.
Yeah. What does that cost, Bryn? What can you buy a Bugatti?
Oh, these typically run for a few million bucks. Let me see.
Oh, millions. In the millions? Yeah. There's cars for millions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. In particular, I think the Bugatti lot probably has a couple of them.
Million dollar cars.
Yeah. One of the key
ingredients. This one says 1.9.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, that's, it's out of our reach, Finn.
If you got a lot of those millions, then...
Sure, throw a couple at a Bugatti.
It's worth
Why
that.
Not? Crash it as soon as you get out the lot. Good job, Tracy Morgan.
All right, take three. One of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat. That's right, beef fat.
Really?
The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make the clothes softer. You know, that grosses me out. But I have, the missus has stopped using dryer sheets entirely.
What does she use instead?
Nothing. And I truly, I've explained to her that I can't do that. My clothes will stick to my thighs.
Yes.
And absolutely accentuate the one, like, it's just gross. It's not a good look. So I think
because
you gotta,
of the static, I use the dryer. I just wouldn't even know what clothes are like without a dryer sheet because I just would never not use one.
Right. Right.
But I would like to point out all you need is one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't, if you're using more than one, I don't get that.
Well,
I use more than one if I do like a big blanket.
You don't need to. One is all you need. It just gets in there. And the
it
beef
makes
fat.
Me feel better, sir. I'm
the beef fat in there will actually clog the screen that you use for your lint screen. It'll actually clog it. Less air can get through it.
Oh.
So you gotta limit those. You gotta just use one.
By the way, remember when I told you our washer was having troubles and I went and cleaned out that filter that had so, like, I don't know how long it had been? That works. You gotta make sure that you clean that filter in your washer, not the dryer. Mm-hmm.
Right.
The washer. There's a little square panel. This is in a front loading. Mm-hmm. Down there, down below, you got to look into that thing because you'd be surprised if you haven't touched it. And I don't think anyone does. Do they?
I haven't. And we just had to replace our pump. So I'm not sure. I don't even know where my filter would be.
Well, maybe that's the reason why your pump broke. Who knows?
Maybe. It's past the filter. Right. Maybe it had to run dry or something. Like, not enough stuff was getting
there's
through.
Usually a tube that comes out so you can drain it first before you pull
it.
Yes,
you know this thing.
Oh,
okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it usually smells pretty rank, too, if you haven't changed it in a while. It smells like.
Yep. It's, well, you know what's trippy? We all take our cars to some place and have them serviced, and they look through all those things that you'd never think to look through.
Right.
Your washer never goes anywhere. So, you know, the stuff that you don't look at is probably in need of looking. And cleaning.
Sure.
Anyway, back to fast facts. The most common categories on Jeopardy are before and after. Science, literature, American history, and potpourri. The most common category in Final Jeopardy is word origins.
Oh. I love Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. I don't watch it religiously, but I will get sucked right in. Because you get one answer right, and you're like, oh, I could totally win this game.
Yeah.
Even if you never get another answer, you're like, well, I got that one, though.
Well, I have categories where I feel like a king, and then other categories I go, I would absolutely be so humiliated on TV. Not that I don't get humiliated here regularly, but I've become numb to it, which is sad. But yeah, that's it, right? The category that you go, oh, I don't know anything about.
Right.
This. Yep. Zero.
Well,
that's too bad. So the election is tomorrow. Ends tomorrow, everyone. Sorry, it's been.
Well, does it end tomorrow? It might actually end a couple days after. Then maybe even a month or two after. I mean,
the mayhem starts tomorrow.
Yeah, the mayhem actually.
Hey,
right.
Let's
the actual.
Not pour fuel. Listen to me. Okay. The story is about the stress involved with this election, and you don't need to pour fuel on that by saying it's going to take months before we get results.
Oh, but I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out, man. I am freaking out.
Hold on. Here's the thing. You don't really know that that's what's going to happen, so let's not speculate wildly about how it's going to take 3 months to get results.
Look at you, all the font of positivity.
It's not helpful, and that's what I'm getting at here. As according to a new survey, more than half of Americans say this is the most stressed they've, on top of a pandemic, this election has caused the most stress in people's lives that they've had to deal with possibly ever.
It is insane.
So the survey found over 50%, almost 60, say this has already been the most stressful year of my life. 2/3 of people are like, I'm ready for it to be over. This is the part where I can't be necessarily, you know, hopeful. It's really not going to get immediately better on January 2nd. Like, I don't know what, I hope people aren't expecting like a brand new look to the year that quickly, but hopefully the election goes more smoothly than people are worried about. The survey found the top 5 ways people are successfully managing their stress this year are reading, exercise, hobbies, meditation, and cooking or baking. I believe the booze doesn't enter in because it's not an exactly healthy way to manage your stress.
Right. They're just trying to keep you off of that. Yeah. And other people are wasted all the time. So
it would have been number one, but it
would have been, but we're trying
encouraged.
To look for positivity here.
I do realize that's on the list. It's just not the most healthy way to manage your stress.
Right.
But
I drink alone.
Let's be realistic. Yeah, that's on the list, right?
Is that a song, Sarah?
Yes, that's a song.
Not the Cure.
Yeah, that is George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I drink alone.
I see.
Oh, you'd like that one, actually. I can't believe you don't know that one. How did we not ever reference that before this?
Probably because I do drink alone, and it's a little crunchy. That
yeah.
You know.
Oh, maybe that's it. If you were going to drink it all, it would be alone in a closet. In
that's
your old
the
house.
Way I did it, everyone, and it's really that's
it didn't
when
work
you
out
know
for you.
You've got a real problem is when you're the guy who's like with people. No, I don't need anybody telling me that's about enough out of you.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't want anyone pulling the plug on this. I'm giving
what
me
are
a
you,
case
my
of that,
mom?
Mama.
Get out of here.
Oh, man. That story where your girlfriend. There we go.
I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need. Cause I drink alone.
Yeah. It sounds like Bad to the Bone.
Well, it's, yeah. He's the same guy.
I see.
Okay. You know, you stick with what you know.
I see. Makes sense.
Yeah, I used to get the why are you always locked in the guest bedroom? Mind your business.
Right.
Oh, man.
The wedding's at 3. I'll be back to pick you up. Be dressed.
Yeah, that story
that's
is...
That's the one.
That's, well, no,
she
there's
walks
a bunch
in,
of
takes
ones.
One look, shakes her hand, and leaves.
There's a bunch of ones, but that, sure, that's one of them, yes.
Sad. It's actually, we laugh now, but only because time plus
no,
tragedy.
It's pathetic. There's no, that's
tragedy
no way to live.
Plus time equals
absolutely
comedy.
Not. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting, oh, wait a minute, let me look at my time. Oh, boy. I will read this. This is interesting, but it will be read next hour. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, Nora Jones' dad played an Indian instrument on a Beatles album. What is his name? Ravi Shankar?
Ravi yeah. Shankar? Mm-hmm.
Shankar?
Shankar? I don't know.
That may have been him on the Wonderwall track.
Might have been.
Probably.
I think they were good friends, right? Wasn't George did all, he got all kinds of crazy guru'd out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they all did. I think they went and tripped in India and came back completely changed from it. And when I say tripped, I mean not traveling, but took LSD and
did all the things they needed to do.
Right. Or peyote or whatever
oh, there he
it
is.
Is.
Yuck. What instrument is that? What's that?
Sitar.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's George Harrison. They're playing
George
together.
Is all, yeah, I'm into this. You have to be wasted to this guy. Come on. But.
Trippy. Anyway.
Oh, boy. That is, put that up on the Sarah and Brady Facebook page. People need to see the horror
they
of drugs.
They can find it.
This is the horror of drugs right here.
I don't want to spam our amazing Facebook page with just random stuff. I want to make it worth it.
Oh, boy, these two. Having a day.
650 says, very few trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood. We usually get 200 neighborhood parents. With little kids organized, very controlled trick-or-treating on Friday night so the kids didn't miss out. Yeah, there were a few things. One of the, might have been Friday night, my wife and both the kids went on the driveway and all the neighborhood people were in their driveway like dancing and playing music and there were glow sticks. And so there was a little bit of that and then there was a little bit, but the older kids did trick-or-treat. They did roam the neighborhoods and they hit that, the candy we set out big time, so...
Wow. We're usually Halloween Central in this town, and this is not. It was
quiet.
It was just a ghost town.
Yeah,
and not in the good Halloween way.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lori Loughlin. I got some news about her. Johnny Depp loses, and what everybody was for Halloween, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.